From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This year's Pulitzer Prizes were announced this afternoon at Columbia University in New York. The Pulitzers honor American achievements in journalism, letters, drama, and music. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
For some people, a Pulitzer Prize begins as just another day on the job. Jeff Whalen is a State House reporter for the Star-Ledger in Newark, New Jersey. He was part of the team covering Governor James McGreevy's resignation after an embarrassing gay sex scandal.
We woke up that day. You know, my colleague Josh Margolin called me early that morning. He said, "Have you heard anything weird in the last 12 hours?" He had gotten that tip about what was about to happen, and then we just rolled, and the day was a blur. There were probably, 100 people involved when you talk overall about photographers, graphics people, writers, columnists, editors. It was just an incredible team effort.
It's the paper's second Pulitzer, and it's especially gratifying, says Whalen, to win in the shadows of the greatest newspapers in the world. New York Times assistant editor Walt Bogdanich won his second Pulitzer for investigative reporting. He revealed corporate cover-ups over responsibility for deadly accidents at railway crossings. And he hopes his win will be meaningful beyond the cubicles at the vaunted Gray Lady.
I think the greatest benefit, perhaps, is to encourage other journalists to do stories like this. Stories that aren't the scandal du jour, but where you go out and you try and do original work and do good.
In letters, fiction winner Marilyn Robinson proved there is such a thing as a great second act. Her first novel was nominated for a Pulitzer 23 years ago. Gilead is her second. She read from the book on WHYY's Fresh Air last year in the voice of an ancient man describing death to his son.
"I used to say it was like going home. We have no home in this world, I used to say. And then I'd walk back up the road to this old place and make myself a pot of coffee and a fried egg sandwich and listen to the radio, when I got one, in the dark as often as not."
In drama, the Pulitzer went to John Patrick Shanley, probably best known for scripting the movie Moonstruck. His new play, Doubt, is about a nun who suspects a priest of molesting a boy.
"Did you give Donald Muller wine to drink?
Have you never done anything wrong?
I have.
Mortal shame.
Yes,
and
I confessed it. Did you give Donald Muller wine to drink?
Whatever I have done, I have left in the healing hands of my confessor, as have you. We are the same."
"We are not the same."
The playwright discussed Doubt on Morning Edition last week.
"I don't think there's any need for any play or any movie to take the stand that abusing children is wrong. I think we all sort of get that. What I was interested in is our assumptions, in what we want to believe, what we think is true.
And the consequences of acting upon those assumptions. The consequences of winning a Pulitzer were voiced by Tom Philp of the Sacramento Bee. His editorials about alternatives to flooding California's Hetch Hetchy Valley to create a reservoir stirred action in the community and at the state level.
"This is a wonderful prize, this Pulitzer Prize. I am so honored to get it. But the real prize is Yosemite Second Valley."
The Pulitzer for Poetry went to National Poet Laureate Ted Kooser, and Stephen Stuckey won the prize for music for Second Concerto for Orchestra. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.